The Sfiras Oymet is the Petira of the Talmidim Rebbe Kiva, Shleinogu Kovet Zeh B'Zeh. One has to understand the Goydel Pegam of Leinogu Kovet Zeh B'Zeh. We see the Moshe that Sinas Chilam was Machrib the Beis HaMikdosh. The Leinogu Kovet Zeh B'Zeh seems to be a plea to Kepegam. What's the Goydel Pegam of Shleinogu Kovet Zeh B'Zeh? What is this plea to Kepegam that they weren't Noy Kovet Zeh B'Zeh? This Benod Mechaber person got to be Noy Kovet Zeh B'Zeh. But it seems like that it can do the worst things to be Leinago Kovet Zeh. What's the Oymek Ha'inyan over here? What are we trying to be Masakan over here? The Rajbi, in Lag BaOmer, he had a matzav where he couldn't get on with people. When he came out of the Ma'ariv the first time, he was sent back for a year. And when he came out the second time, Kaleicha, whatever Blaza was Mazik, the Rajbi was Marpe, and he saw the Tmimis Tekayid, the Sfada Shayid on Erev Shabbos with two Hadassim, one for Zocha, one for Shomer, after being Masik the whole Zoya, suddenly, wow, Gewalti, Gewalti, Gewalti. What's the Biro over here? The first time he came out, and the second time he came out, and why is Lag BaOmer? That's when the Talmidim and Kiva stopped down. In order to understand that, we have to understand the Kesha of Achim Mois and Kadosh. And I told you over before already, the Chasam Sofer and Parshas Kedoshim, famous Chasam Sofer and Parshas Kedoshim. The Maaseh since then, I've seen a few more Chasam Sofers in Parshas Achim Mois Kedoshim in the same Inyan. But the Chasam Sofer, you do how he says, Kedoshim Tiyu, Melamed Shaparshas Ubahakal Nemro. And this Parsha was said to the whole Klal Yisrael. Now the whole Klal Yisrael have to know about Kedoshim Tiyu. So the Hedek Chasam Sofer writes that the reason why Parshas Ubahakal Nemro Bahakel is because, the chiluk between a yid and the chiluk between the helig yidin and keilu lahavid the so called helig goyim is that the helig goyim are poirish miatzmon completely from this world. They don't get married. They withdraw from the world. They withdraw from society. They withdraw from interacting with people. They withdraw from everything. And by them, that's called kedusha. And by yidin adarabah, kedusha comes from being together. That's the chiddush. That the Torah wants to tell us that if you want to be Helig, you have to know it's Nehmer Bahakel. Even though that goy may become more Ruchni, Chasam Sofer says, Beferish, even though that goy may become, if you don't talk and you don't eat and you don't dus and you don't interact with people, see, so it could be that you can become more, you can climb higher. No, but that's not what the Torah calls Kodesh, that's not what the Torah calls. The Ruchni Torah wants a person to be together with people and to interact with people, which by the way, that's why Kol Dovah Shebe Kedusha Tzorech Hasorah. It doesn't say that, but why does every Dovah Shebe Kedusha Tzorech Hasorah? Because Hasorah is a minion. A minion of people is a Hisachtus Tzazaman Kimen of Yidin. And Tzazaman Kimen of Yidin, that's Megala, but that's Megala, the Emstik Kedusha. He says a Pel Dikazach when it gets to the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, we'll come to that soon. Now, Kol Baran, that's what he says, is the Inyan of Kedushim Tiyud. That's what Kedusha is. Kedusha by Yidin is the Inyan of being together. The Maisa, the Oymeko Inyan of Chasam Sofer maybe is that you always see that by the Goyim, they become very holy, and then what do they become? They make themselves into a god. When they withdraw very much from society, they go above society. Once they go above society, they become an Avodah Zarah. That's what the Ron Shalom wants, Chas V'Shalom. Ron Shalom wants a Yid to become Kodesh down here, and Ron Shalom wants a Yid to be Kodesh, and at the same time, mix and mingle with people. Otherwise he starts thinking Chas V'Shalom of himself as an Avodah Zarah. But Adarab, the Tachlis is to bring the Ron Shalom's Kedusha down to Yid, not for you to go up and to think that you're the Mr. Who. The Indian is for you to go down, for you to be parish Shemolim Hazeh, but to be parish Shemolim Hazeh in a way of a way you can be marbe kedusha in the world, mixed with people marbe kedusha in the world, and that's all the Indian of Achsidim, the Sudas Mireim, and Fabringans, and Sachdus, and getting together and eating the Milav Malka and together, and all the Indian of sitting at Sudas and saying the Torah and Zmir Shiris and Shabbos. That was always a very big thing, because that's kedusha, that's kedusha to you, that's bringing kedusha into the world. You see, a pel de gazach, the mashal with Yom Kippur is called Yom Kodesh. It's called it's the holiest day of the year. The dava pella, what's the dava pella? The dava pella is that ein Yom Kippur meratze ad shi ein Yom Kippur mechape ad shi ratze es chaveiro. You have to be meratze your friend. Pel de gazach, my nishmit it's a lasina over here. I have a friend, I was pagan, it's called. Say that this is Einzach, Shrekloch Azach, Avada, I have to ask him a chila, Dachm Ibebeit, very good. What's I going to do to Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is a day between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ein Ba Achila, Ein Ba Shtia, we're like Malachim, we it's a Yichud with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our ganzen talk. What's it going to do with my friend? You see from here, that there's no kedusha in Klal Yisrael without Bein Adar L'Chaver. There's no kedusha in Klal Yisrael. You can't go into the kedusha of Yom Kippurim if you haven't been Meratzes Chaver. See from the Mameda, therefore, we can understand the Kesher already between the Achimers and Kadoshim. Kadoshim is teaching us how to be Kodesh. How to be Kodesh? Sazam. How to be Kodesh? Melamed Shapashazu Bahakro Nemra. To be Kodesh with everybody together. And Mameda, therefore, that sheds light on the Parashas Achrimois. The Achrimois is the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. The Avodah of Yom Kippurim is Ein Yom Kippurim Mechape Ad Sheiratzei Chaver. You got to be Meratzei Chaver, and only then can you go into the Yom Kodesh. Not of Aviyu, they didn't get married. Not of Aviyu, were withdrawn. They were so great that they couldn't get on. Other Rabbis, they were greater than Moshe of Aaron. And the Chazal say that they said, Mosa Yemusu, Shnei Azakenu, when they had a Psa, he was Mura Alocha Bifnei Rabbi. They had a, in the modern world, they'll call it Kilo. We call it a social problem. The Mora Locha Bifnei Rabbi, they don't know how to treat a Rav, and they say behind Moshe Aaron's back, when are these people going to die? Not of Aviyu were completely withdrawn. They were Kadoshe, Kadoshe, Kadoshe Elin. But the Tzura, Chas V'Shalom, was a Tzura that Kilo, a Goy can look at and say, wow, look at Not of Aviyu. They became so pure and so, they just left, they floated away from this world. That's not the Mahalach that Rabban Shalom wants. Rabban Shalom wants you to get married. It's very, very ironic that there's only one mitzvah in the Torah that's called Kedusha, and that's the mitzvah of Kedusha. And that is a boy and a girl get together from opposite families, from opposite to who knows what, from different ends of the world, and they become one. The greatest achdus between two yidin together. That's called Kedusha. That goes very long, it goes along very well with the Chasam Soif. Another Rabbi who didn't get married, they will become Rosam the Fnei Hashem. That's not a Mahalach. And then from there you go to Avodas Yom Kippurim. Don't think that you can go into Yom Kippurim without getting married and with saying Masa Yemusu Shnei Zakein and being Mora Locha Bifnei. That's all Ben Adam L'Chaver stuff. We're Bekorosim Bifnei Hashem now. That's not a Mahalach. So Bekoros, the Hagdoma of Achri Mois, not of Aviyu, that's a Hagdoma to the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. And that's the Hemshach, that's the Keshav between Achri Mois and Kedoshim. They're both teaching us the same thing. Which, by the way, is also Makusha, the whole Indian of Sazir Mitzaret, Achri Mois Kedoshim. Because Sazir Mitzaret talk about Nagoyim. Nagoyim come as a result, come as a Chet of Lashon Hara. So here we see, so here's a penalty because Achri Mois Kedoshim double clear. According to what we're saying, that the biggest Kedusha is Achdus. The biggest Kedusha you can get to is the Indian of Achdus.
So the Shlech Tzibur has to be married.
Shetiv, very good. Shetiv has to be married, very good. The biggest, very good. Yom Kippur, you're talking about. Yeah. The biggest ach, the biggest kedusha is dafka when there's inyonim of achdus. So if kedusha comes from achdus, so tumah comes from pirud. If kedusha is built on achdus, then tumah is built on pirud. What's the biggest pirud that there is in the world? A misa. Somebody dies. That's the biggest pirud that there is in the world. The biggest pirud that there is in the world is misa. So misa is abiyah vayis tumah. A mitzvah is chashav kames. You make pirud. You speak lashon hara. You make pirud. Is your chashav kames? You made it. Therefore, you thought that you can speak lashon hara and be a ganz a fine yid, can learn and rishonim achronim, or you can talk lashon hara. You have to know that go out b'chutz migim machnas. You don't even belong to Klal Yisrael anymore. Because if there's pirud, if you speak lashon hara, you mamash don't belong to Klal Yisrael. You have to be yid b'chutz migim machnas. Because you can't have Kedusha, you can't be Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, Kedusha, Ata Echad, Shimcha Echad, Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Baaretz. If you make period in a Goy Echad Baaretz, you don't belong to Klal Yisrael. Who's Merapi you? You have to go to a Kohen. Why do you have to go to a Kohen? Why? Because you need Kedusha. The Kohen works in the Beis Hamikdash. And you see the same Pele again. And hey, we've given a few Mahalchim over this, Siyat HaShemayim, over the years. Aaron HaKohen was an Oiv Shon V'Red Shon. Right to the same question. What's an Oiv Shon V'Red Shon got to do with Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? What's Las Shon of an Ish Lishta got to do with Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? What is marriage counseling got to do with Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? According to what I was saying, it's half of a fella. Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, it's a Mokom of Kedusha. Mokom of Kedusha must come together with being an Oiv Shon V'Red Shon. If there's no Oiv Shon V'Red Shon, if you're not together with people, if you're not a last is shalom v'nish l'ishtadik a person, then you have no mokum in the Beis HaMikdash either. You have no mokum in the Beis HaMikdash either. So therefore, that's why Aaron HaKohen was an Oiv Shon V'Roid Shalom. The Metzora has to come to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Metzora has to be taught, but the Kohen is going to take care of you. And you have to see that the Oiv Shon V'Roid Shalom goes hand in hand with the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, That's the connection of the parashas of Sazria Mesaira and the parashas of Achim Eskadoshim. Here we see, do you not take the ringers off the phone? Oh, so maybe that we can understand. Also, in a more we can understand the whole Indian. If that's the case by Yom Kippur, we can understand the whole Indian of Matan Torah, which was Keshechot Belei Bechon. Preparing yourselves to the greatest Kedusha, Mamet Asina, you have to be Keshechot Belei Bechon. And you see the biggest Pele you see by the Luchos. The Luchos was two Luchos. In Kisisa it says without a Vav. It says Rashi Luchas, Kilo Lehoyu Echad. What were the Luchos? One side is Benodom, the Mokim, and one side is Benodom Lechaver. But they're one, Luchas Ksiv. You can't be Mafrik. The Yisod of Yiddishkeit, the Luchos. The Yisod of Yiddishkeit is that the Benodom Lechaver and Odom Lemokim has to go together. That's the Yisod of Yiddishkeit. That was the Luchos. Dove Pliya. The Chetah Egel, what was the Chetah Egel? The Satan came down and said, the Satan, we made it look like the Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming down anymore. And you see a Tifa Biru. This is a terrible Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because the vote is that Moshe Rabbeinu was a parish Mishtai. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Biru. You have to understand Moshe Rabbeinu. On one hand, he was a parish Mishtai. Or with Mitzat Sheini, he was Yoshev, Miyaboy Kad Erev. He was busy with Klal Yisrael all day long. Yisrael, the Goy, the Ger came and he gave a whole Musa Shmuz. You let your money Gador work so hard. And we always ask, why did Klal Yisrael attack 11? Why do you need somebody to come in from the outside like that? Yisrael couldn't understand it. Yisrael comes from the world of Avodah Zarah. The world of Avodah Zarah is you withdraw from the world and you become a god. Moshe Rabbeinu was withdrawn the Kedusha V'Tahara. What's he busy the whole time with Klal Yisrael for? It's a steer in a bay. In Yiddishkeit, it's Mashlim Zem, is it? By the whole story of Moshe Rabbeinu going up and down the Mamet Hasiyah by before the days before Matan Torah, Chazal the Sermon of Dishon learn out from that pasuk. Moshe Yorad Minahar Elohom. Says Rashi Milamish Loya Poinet Asakov. He went straight from Minahar Elohom. So all the Sfarim talk about that was the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. He went up to Shemayim. He spoke to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Come down. Have a shtikul. He's boided this first. Go wait outside the Machna Shtikul. Land. You're coming from the Rebbeinu Shalom. How can you go straight to the Yam? Teretz is, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. He was Kodesh Kadoshim, but as Kodesh Kadoshim as he was called Kula to go straight to the Yam. That's Emes de Kedusha. So a Lashon Hara to say that Moshe Rabbeinu has withdrawn himself and he's staying in Shemayim because he's too holy, he's staying in Shemayim, is that's being mafrid, that's undermining, and that's a terrible Lashon Hara in the whole Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was all his Kedusha, he was still Shefet as Amin Abayk about the Erev. He was still going straight Minahar Elohim. From the Kedusha Adam, because he understood that it's not a Yerida. He understood this is part of the Kedusha. But the whole Lashon Hara was the whole Egel was made by what? Now what? Then they thought he's withdrawn himself and he's so holy that he's left and he's not coming back. That's what Kedusha really means. That's what Kedusha really means. Meaning your Mafrid ben Adam lachaveri ben Adam lamakoyim. That makes an Avodah Zarah. Like we said right at the beginning, that they withdraw themselves until they become a pope, until the Havdal, until they become a galach, until they become a monk, until I don't know what you call them, until they become a shtikla vedazar by themselves. All these Buddhists, the Buddha, and this and that, he's mamish a shtikla vedazar because he's withdrawn until he becomes a vedazar. So that was the machshav of the Satan. And that was a terrible Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. So maybe how did Moshe Rabbeinu react to that? He broke the luchas. The holy Sod of the Luchas is that the Menodim Chaver and Mokka together, and that's the Kedusha. And Klal Yisrael listened to the Satan and they failed to believe, and they were Choshed Moshe like that. They were Mafrid, Menodim Chaver and Mokim. When you're Mafrid, Menodim Chaver and Mokim, and you understand that this is all just Menodim Mokim, then it becomes a very Zara. That made the Egel. The Shvir Saluchas made the Egel. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Egel and he broke the Luchas. The Shvir, the making the Egel, made them broke the Luchas. Because that's the whole, hello?
Hello.
So maybe the breaking of the luchos, where did Moshe Rabbeinu get the unbelievable koyach to break a luchos? The teretz is, the luchos is, the whole message of the luchos was better broken already. And that's the klal. Ben Adam l'chaveiro without Ben Adam l'mokoyim, Ben Adam l'mokoyim without Ben Adam l'chaveiro is Avodah Zarah. And by making the Egel, they were mechiach through the Yitzhahara, making them think that Moshe Rabbeinu was so withdrawn that you become that you can make it, you can become an Avodah Zarah. You can become an Avodah Zarah. That's being mafrid, the two. That's being mafrid the luchos, and therefore that causes shviras haluchos. Yom HaKippurim is a day where it's Nizgale. Yom HaKippurim is a day where it's Nizgale that you go. You can only go into a Yom Kodesh. You can only go into a Yom Kodesh with Achi Ratzis Chavira. Yom HaKippurim is Megala. The whole din of Yom HaKippurim is Achri Moish Shnei Bnei Aaron. Don't learn from Bnei Aaron, because you're going to hear. I'll tell you, Pachadi Gazachah, the Chazon Sofer says a Pasuk. Chazon Sofer says a Pasuk in the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. The Chazon Sofer says that V'chol Adam Lo Yeh. This told you this Chazon Sofer, didn't I? A person will be zoicha to the oil moid El Yoina. That's Ganadin, whatever. You won't be zoicha to that. If he feels all he's trying to do in this world is tseisoi, to be yoitza himself, that is, he should be okay. He won't be zoicha to the oil moid El Yoina. When will he be zoicha? When mechiba ba'ad ve'abes about kol kala asishol. And the whole reason why Aaron HaKohen himself had to have a kapara, because otherwise he can't be mechapa on Klal Yisrael, because if he's not clean, how can you be mechapa on somebody else? See what? So even his own kapara is a gav, the kapara of Klal Yisrael. That's the Yom HaKippurim. Chazon Sofer says, Ksoines bad yilbosh. Ksoines is miloshen bringing in. Bad is miloshen yidin who are bad bebad. Miloshen bodod. The yidin are not together. Ksoines bad yilbosh. Yilbosh is midas. B'chol eiz yubu gedecha levenim. It's midas, because soin is not bad yibash. The person has to be, on the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, has to be malbish himself with bringing all the Yidin who are Yoshvin bat bebat. The pachad de gazach. So the whole Yom Kippur is all about Kedusha is when all the Yidin zen tzazama. No, it's made of the Lucha Shnias came down, which Rabbeinu came down as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. When? On Yom Kippur. Yom HaKippurim, you come down with the Luchas Shnias. In other words, with the Tikkun Dikaluchas. Tikkun Dikaluchas means I understand that Minodan Chaver and Minodan Mokkan is one thing, one Nakuda. Once I understand that, then you can come into Yom HaKippurim. So the Luchas Shnias is what Taka brought down in Yom HaKippurim. After Yom HaKippurim comes the Inyan of Chag HaSukkos of Kol Ezrach Bisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos Melam Shekol Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos Achas. And Sukkos is the time where everyone's in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the sort of Oimdim Tzvufim and Mishtachim and Rebochim. When Yidna Tzazaman, it's a Mordek Achtus. So maybe that's the Kesha between Sazriya Metzoyra and Achim Moetz Kedoshim. Maybe if the biggest period is Misa, so Shoyin. Maybe the Beis Hamikdash is a Mokum of Sholem. Maybe obviously Emoel HaKoyin and Bnei Aaron Nefesh Leitana Ve'amov. Rather, Misa is something that can't, because Misa is period. Misa is the Aviyah Beis HaPirit. Koyin mustn't have anything to do with period. Anything to do with period, it mustn't have Tomei Misa. The person is Tomei Misa. So that's Negiah in the Indian, it's Negiah in the Indian of period. You mustn't have any period. The Koyin have to always remain Oyev Shom V'Roidu Shom, because they're in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum of Kodesh, and the Mokum of Kodesh is the Mokum of Hakel. The whole Hakel is coming all together, and the Hisasus of Eden. That's the greatest thing. I mean, if that's the whole son of the Beis HaMikdash, this is Dabar Pasha, that sin is chinam can be machir with Beis HaMikdash. It's a Dabar Pasha, that sin is chinam can be machir with Beis HaMikdash. It goes against the whole Samela. That's why Dafka in these parashas we read, not in these weeks we read these parashas, because the Talmid Rav Akiva died Shalanaga Kovet Zevazah, and that's the become of Lanaga Kovet Zevazah. You see the Kedusha of Torah, Ein Kado Ishka Torah. The Kedusha of Torah is based on the whole Indian that the Torah is not the Chabur Achas Cherev El Abadim Talmid Chomash Yisus Bad Bad Voiskim Torah. Person is Oisit B'Torah. Person is Oisit B'Torah Bad Bad. So it goes against the Torah. You can't. So Chaznish already said that we have Svarim. It's not Bad Bad, but the Indian of Yeshua and Oisim Bad Bad is hepech the whole Indian of the Kedusha of Torah. Preparing himself to Kabbalah of Torah has to be the beginning of Kisha Chad Bedei Berchot. Frat because of the Mashiach, Frat and Indian of the Mashiach, like it says in the Pasuk, as Yidburu Isher Reyehu, as the Pasuk, Nidburu Isher Reyehu, Vayakshev Hashem, Vayishma Vayikosev, Seyev Zikaron Afonav, Isher Reyehu, Yidin Nemen Zich Tzazaman, Basifa Achas, Baguda Echos, Kisha Chad Bedei Berchot, was must know it's a Mardik Adovash of Kedusha, to bring Eden in, to be Makarv Eden, to be Mechazak Eden, to do chesed to Eden. It's not a stira. It all goes hand in hand. This is the kedusha. This is the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. This is that our Torah avoda agmir chesedim. It's chesedim is a chelik of the kima of Klal Yisrael. So that's the Yerusha help, and we should be zeichin to prepare ourselves to for Kabbalah. So Torah, and that's Memeda, the tikkun of the Rashbi. First time the Rashbi came out of the Ma'ara, he was in a moedik matzav. He was a poor, he was Polish from the Welt. He was Polish from the Welt. What do you expect? He comes out, he sees somebody who's Chayrish and Zaira and the Karka. Kolmokim Shanosna Elof, he killed everybody. Rosh Hashanah says, no, that's Nishka Mahalach. That being very halig and not being soivel on anybody else, that's not a Mahalach. That's not a Mahalach. Go back in. When he came back, he saw how old he saw, and understood the Hashivas of Apashat Ha'id. He came back and he healed people, healing his other Abbot, Salash, like the coin, and they healed and a goyim. Salashna bring everybody back in. You can have somebody so great like the Rashbi, and yet he can be somebody that can have such a Sony spoil with a Hadas Keneged Zocher and Hadas Keneged Shomer. That's the matzav of Tikkun. That's the kedusha of Tikkun. And that's why you see that all the tzaddikim emes, they're ikadovish. They would give up the Torah and they gave up their thing. Everything I'll be the Yiddish that will do it. Spoil down all the chesidus farmers from Talmidei Hashem. All the Talmidei Hashem. One of the merdik mitzvahs nefesh for Yidden Zeigen, for the sake of Yidden, to be mechaper and Yidden. They're prepared to give up their old Torah and their Yiddishkeit, and I'll be to do a Torah with Tanoch Yid and Tanoch Yid and Tanoch Yid. What did they see? What did they see over here? See, Al-Chaim to another Yid, to be mative to Yidden, to be mative to Yidden. Only somebody who's on a very, 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 very high madrig of Kedusha can understand the good lachashivas of being mative to a Yid, to Yid, and making a Yid smile. It mamish goes hand in hand, and it's not a steer. All the Eden coming together, and achdus of all different types of Eden coming together, where is everyone so mispal, and all the different types of Eden over there, and the Rishna, when the Chassidim came back, they told the Rishna that Lag Boimah, it's your kippah inside, and Simchas Torah outside, and it's not the mikra, because the part is, according to what we said, the whole Zachar, your kippah is, because Sain is Bad Yilbosh. So the Baal of Ezad called Klal Yisrael. He didn't only mean that everyone's crying and davening. That's why it looks like in Kippur. When you see all the Yidden shtupping together and all the different types of Yidden shtupping together, that's the Gavalti Gazach. I think the Efsha. This is, I don't know, it's definitely to Efsha. I'm sure there's a certain emes to it, because I have this Agosha every time I go to the Koisel. Every time I go to the Koisel, after the Yidden, Rabbi Shalom left us the Koisel. Do you know why he left us the Koisel? Because it's the only place here in Yerushalayim, actually the only place in the world. You see this tallest Iron Yid looking for a minion, and he sees this. He sees this Kalabach guy. Oh, it's Palata Kvarvin. Oh, bo. It's a place where all Yidden come. It's a place where everyone's welcome in all Minyonim. And I'm talking about not on a Shavuos by night. I'm talking about on a regular day. Minyonim there are made up with of Toldasaran, of Lubavitches, of Breslovers, of Mizrahi, of different Kalab Kippot. And you get to the coast, you're Margish, Ichben Ayid, Dubis Ayid. Here was the Beis Hamikdash where we all came together, and this is a Moridik, and that's why it's a Moridik Akosha. One of the reasons why I love davening by the Koisel is because you see that it's Moridik Mamshema. You feel that we're living because of the Mashiach. You feel that we're living because of the Mashiach. All the Mamish there standing at the Mokam Migdash, we're telling the Bunch Lam, Beis Hamikdash was Nechrav, Mitav Sinas Chinam. Look what's going on over here. Look what's going on in the Friday night Minyonim. It's all different people are davening in all the Minyonim together. It's beautiful, it's Gevaldik. And only that, it's not just they need him for a center. They're very comfortable with him. Very comfortable. In Chalamoy, there was a Kalbach Minyan, and there was all different types of people dancing in the middle of Halal Chassidim with Litvisha, with the Kalbach people, and they're all dancing Basimcha, all the Kalbach Nigurim Halal. Where's their Beis HaMedrash in the world, where Chassid Beis HaMedrash, where they're going to be dancing with Kalbach around the Bima? It's a statement to the Rebbeinu that we're ready for the Gula. Come to the Koisel, we realize that at the end of the day we're all Yidden. At the end of the day, a Mokim Kodesh like the Koisel has to be Ma'achad Yidden, and it is Ma'achad Yidden. And this is our message for the Rebbeinu, and the Rebbeinu should bring the Gula, Shleim, Amitis, Meherim, Yameinu, Amen. We should pass. I can't remember it. And he sat himself down with all his kids, like on the table, a guy with a shirt sticking out with his huge white kippah, and all his kids were making a noise there at the tish. When he came to the chaim, he like lifting his kids up. I mean, he didn't know how to behave. He was smiling and laughing. And there was the greatest ends. He did exactly the same lachaim to everybody. That's a tzaddik emes. That's a tzaddik emes. That's a kodesh. That's an ish kodesh. Ish kodesh. Ish Kodesh doesn't see a look, and that's the Beis Hamikdash. What do you think? What did you think the whole Klal Yisrael? Who came to the Beis Hamikdash for the Oiler Golem? Farmers. Who's Klal Yisrael? Tamid Chachamim. Farmers. What do you think they all look like? They're wearing Streimlich. So they eat.
The Welt finished as I. The life of the Welt.
Who?
Life of the Welt.
Well, then, that's Chassidim Tonish Mekatchim Zayin, but it's. You look at how the tzaddikims behave, and then you have to see if the world will be like them. Stamma, they will have been here already.
So I need Musa because I now by
I'll say on that boy, man.